This is Radio Kate in a sunny Walthamstow, where we have just been taking over the local community centre and turning it into a sort of police canteen rest place. There is no canteen or any provision like that for police officers in Waltham Forest at the moment, it seems. I can't really understand why that is the case, but apparently it is. And these poor guys, I mean, I was just chatting to one of them. He'd done a 22 and a half hour shift, followed by an 18 hour shift. He slept for 5 hours, back on duty now, and was just waiting to see where it was that they were going to get deployed to. So I've had officers here who were in Hackney, which they just said was just unbelievable, just really, really bad. They were in Croydon last night, down by where the huge fire was at Reeves Furniture Shop. That's the shop that was owned by five generations of the same family, building that was built in the 1800s and is completely, well, it's just the whole thing went up in smoke, basically. So yeah, we've just been serving, I must have served about 15 different officers with a cup of tea, a slice of cake, some biscuits. Lots and lots of people from the community have come round. In fact, there were so many of us, we had too many people to help. We didn't know what to do with all ourselves. So we've been slicing up cake, dishing out tea, talking to the officers and basically wishing them well for this evening. Who knows what's going to happen tonight? This London riots has just been quite unbelievable. And I don't know if you heard the audio boo earlier from one of the people, the reporters for the World Service, BBC World Service, has spoken to two looters in Croydon. Two young girls who were ever so proud of what they'd done. They'd had lots of fun, apparently. They were drinking free alcohol, rosé at 9:30 in the morning. They blamed the government, they blamed the police. They just wanted to show that they could do what they wanted. And they sounded ever so pleased with themselves. But, you know, if you want to hear the sound of idiocy, listen to that boo. I mean, it has to be heard to be believed. This is just, I've never seen anything like it. And hearing the stories from the police officers just now, I mean, my goodness. I'm overwhelmed with a sense of wanting to do something, wanting to help, wanting to stop this mess. This is my town, this is my city. I've stopped breaking it. But I've asked the police, what is the best thing that we can do? We all feel the same, we all want to do something, we all feel pretty helpless, but what can we do? And the best advice they can give us is to stay in, stay out of the way, do not go out seeking photographs, do not take your camera out, you're likely to get mugged. You know, just stay out of the way, let the police do what they can. And I guess we'll just be here making them tea, wishing them well, and clearing it all up again in the morning. What a sad time this is for London.